Pulcheria winced as her father's hand ground her fingers together. She stepped on the hem of her night shift and stumbled. Father jerked her upright.
Come, girl, when did you become so clumsy?
His voice was rough with wine, anger, and pain. Pulcheria had never seen him so distraught in her 5 short years of life. For the first time, her father Arcadius, the emperor of Eastern Rome, frightened her. When he had awakened her moments before, her head muzzy with dreams, she knew something was wrong. Father never came to her chambers. The palace nursery where she and her siblings, Arcadia, Theodosius, and baby Marina lived, was the province of nurses and tutors. She only saw him on those rare occasions he ordered the children to accompany him on some outing. Her mother, Empress Eudoxia, inspected the nursery and questioned the servants about her children's health and well-being when it suited her, which was not often. Now her father dragged her down the echoing marble halls toward a part of the palace to which she had never been. They entered a sumptuous but disordered receiving room. A half-eaten meal of beef doused with fishy-smelling garum sauce sat on a silver tray. The Persian carpet lay askew, and several cloaks lay carelessly on a gilt chair. The disarray only added to her chaotic feelings of fear and bewilderment. She tried to lag behind, but her father dragged her forward, nearly pulling her off her feet. Pulcheria whimpered at the pain in her hand and shoulder, but refused to cry out. Antiochus, the chief eunuch and head of the imperial household, sat near the door to another chamber. He rose, approached her father, and bowed low.
I'm so very sorry, Augustus, but your blessed wife is dead. She passed on to God's good grace but moments ago.
More likely she passed on to the devil. She will make him a good whore.
Arcadius's face went purple as he spat the words at the eunuch.
The child?
Antiochus glanced at Pulcheria and lowered his voice.
He came much too early to save.
Better dead than another set of horns on my head, her father muttered.
Pulcheria struggled to find meaning in the words of the adults. Her mother was dead? What child? Her father grew horns? She looked at his forehead with muddled curiosity, but saw no bumps. Father started forward, pushing at the eunuch's chest.
Out of my way!
Antiochus stepped back, but still blocked their path. His voice quavered.
Most kind Augustus, is this really the place for the princess? Let us at least ready the body before she views it.
Pulcheria tugged on her captive hand and cried,
Please, father, let me go back.
Father's hand tightened on hers, but he turned and dropped to one knee to look into her face.
This is important, Pulcheria. You will be first lady of the land now. Show me how an Augusta behaves.
Pulcheria steadied under his gaze. She wanted to make him proud.
Yes, father, I will do as you wish.
That's my girl. You've got a backbone, unlike your sniveling brother.
A small flame of anger at this attack on her baby brother warmed Pulcheria's chilled body. Theo was not quite 3 and still a child. As the oldest, everyone demanded more from her, and she was proud to give it. It wasn't fair for father to compare Theo to her.